some of you know about this officer. This was in Arizona. This is from KTAR News. There was this, according to the story, there was this black boy and his girlfriend, and they had children out of wedlock. They went into the store, and apparently, according to the story, they were shoplifting. And the police became aware of this shoplifting allegation from a store employee. And so the officer drew his gun. Well, officer drew gun, his gun on a suspected shoplifter in Phoenix. And all of a sudden, as usual, the public cries police brutality. And yes, the public are the blacks. They don't stand up for anything that's right or anything that's good. And because most black people have fallen away from God, they do not believe in God. And they always support evil. Always. And if you notice, just open your eyes. I could be lying. Notice whenever there is a black-on-white police incident, you see how the blacks just come out of the woodwork and supporting the blacks who they don't know if they're guilty or not at the time, but long as white police officers are involved, then here they come. They don't wait to see. And once they find out that the people have been stealing and all that stuff, they don't care about that either. Black people love evil over good. And that's why another reason that they're suffering. Woe unto the man that called good evil and evil good. And do what you want, but I'm telling you the truth. You don't have to believe me. Just suffer or watch and see. So this is in Phoenix. This police officer became aware of the shoplifting allegations from a store employee. A police officer was in the Family Dollar store investigating an unrelated case when employees directed him toward the shoplifting suspects, black people, and they got the baby on the hip, toward the shoplifting suspects who were getting into a red Hyundai Santa Fe. The SUV quickly backed up and drove away, and the officer called it in. According to the police unit, according to another police unit, they located the vehicle and followed it into an apartment parking lot nearby. Here's the footage of the arrest being made.
Get out
the car right now.
Hey!
Whoa, sir, come down!
You notice how the blacks are always around when it's white on black? Where are they when it's black on black? Why are they filming black on black crimes all over the United States, in the hoods? No videotapes of that. Why? Why? Oh, it's not white people. I've said over and over again that most black people hate white people. They hate them for no real reason, except that the blacks are losers. And citing the videos, the family has accused police of battery and are suing for $10 million. There it is. Oop. There it is. Oop. There it is. Oop. There it is. Oop. There it is. Money. Money, 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 money. Money. Remember that? They don't care about what's right. And by the way, it was reported that Jay-Z, the beta husband of Beyonce, is offering to pay the legal fees. Of course. A police incident report says the mayor began the mayor began testing his arms and turning toward the officer while being detained. And if you notice, folks, just from what I've just showed you, they were resisting arrest. They seemed to be resisting arrest. They were like, "Oh, okay." The woman, the black girl, talking about, "Oh, I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant. I got a baby on my I got a baby in my arm." Sitting in the car there. "Why don't you put the baby down?" And you should have thought of that before all this mess started. The police reports that the female also admitted to throwing out stolen goods from the window of the car before police approached. And what's so interesting about it, the blacks don't care. They don't care about the wrongdoing, if this is true, of the black people in the car. They don't care about that. Really. They are so demoralized, and not all, but most. They don't care about it, folks. Most black people hate white folks, that they are in turmoil in their own lives, and they don't care. Footage has since come out allegedly incriminating the couple. Here's security camera footage of the couple.
Child showing a doll to a woman. Later, the child walks out of the store still holding the box. Police say a man showed later in the video is looking at underwear and then steals it. It is yet to be confirmed that this is the family. They say their children have been affected by the incident.
Oh, so the children are not affected by the alleged pair stealing. You're not teaching them how to steal. The children are affected by the parents getting arrested. Upside down world in the black community with black folks. No wonder crime and out-of-wedlock birth and abortion and black men becoming betas and the women are angry. No wonder the hell is there. And no one wants to say it because they don't love black people enough to be honest with them. Blame it on so-called racism. Blame it on the rain. But don't blame it on yourself. Jay-Z, Beyonce's beta husband, Jay-Z's entertainment company, Rock Nation? Yep. Rockefeller Nation? Yep, Rock Nation? Rock Nation has offered to provide legal support for the Phoenix couple. Not because they were right, but because they were black. Here's a footage of the fiance describing the trauma she and her daughter felt. Is that?
My daughter's like traumatized from this. Like, she wakes up crying in the middle of the night, like almost every night. She really don't like to be away from me now. And my 1 year old, like, she's so attached to me now, like it's crazy. Like I think she's even terrified from what happened.
Amazing. So the child not traumatized from the parents alleged stealing. And from them overreacting when the cops tried to say, "Hey, get out of the car." They weren't traumatized from the out-of-wedlock birth. Because they're not married, by the way. They weren't traumatized from the father and mother carrying on when the police telling them to get out of the car. They're traumatized by the police stopping them. Not by the stealing, not by out of wedlock birth, and not the overreaction of the father and mother when they were stopped by the cop. You said there were I'm being told there are no plans for getting married. Not from what I read, but all the news reports call her fiancé. That's what my producer note. I don't know. I thought I heard them say they're going to get married. I don't know. But they have an arm full of baby and a belly full already. See white people and Mexicans and others, you got to be honest with black people. Don't hate them, but show love by being honest. Don't hate, speak up, because black people need help. Really, they need the truth. They need real love. They don't need to be hated.